Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, it's Gianna Taylor, founder of UrbanX, and you're listening to Hot Sugar TV.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea on this Friday, May the 3rd. I can't believe it's May already. It seems like the time is just flying by. But thank you to all that's listening. Thank you to all that's tuned in. I am your boy, Ralph. We are waiting for our hostess, India Morrell, the show to come online. And we have a very interesting show to you. Probably going to keep the show somewhat brief tonight. Although, over the course of the next week or so, the time is going to get a little bit longer. And one of the reasons why I opened tonight's show with Gianna Taylor is because of the fact that for those in the industry, the UrbanX Awards, their website has gone live now for you to start casting your votes for who will get nominated for the awards that will be coming up. That will be held August the 23rd, I believe. I want to just be sure about that one. So as I'm confirming that, basically what you're doing right now is that you are able to cast your votes, the fans, not talent, the fans. You are now able to cast your votes for your favorite porn stars, websites, can models, whatever you like, and put, you know, obviously casual who you would like to be nominated for the individual awards. Then what will happen is that they will take all the votes and tally them, and I'm assuming the top 7 or top 10 will be in the final, will be the final casting vote. So that website has opened now. You can go to www.urbanxawards.com for the pre-noms and start casting your vote. I believe you can cast, I think it's twice a day. It may be more than that one that you can actually, well, I have to get confirmation on that one. So go and cast your vote. So there's someone who you think deserves the Urban X Award that was great in the world of porn this year, cast, put their name in that ballot. If there's someone who you like to just say, hey, I like what you did this year, you cast that ballot. Whatever you like, you cast your ballots now. Now you have the opportunity. Got a couple of interesting things to talk about tonight on the show. As I said, today's show will be somewhat brief. Next week, the show is going to be a little longer because I'm going to have a guest come on our show. That will be at the upcoming FemDom that's going on in Los Angeles next weekend. I'm going to have a very special guest come on and talk to us about the world, the BDSM world, the world of mistress, the world of kink, and all that good stuff for you. Cause I know there's a growing population out there that loves that type of material and it does have its misconceptions about it. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. But that, but the name of my guest will all be announced this upcoming Tuesday. This Tuesday I will announce who the guest is. It will still be the same time, starting time at 11 o'clock. But I will announce who the actual guest is going to be. And she may, it is a she, she may bring on an extra mistress or madam as the show goes. But for tonight, we mentioned this on Monday on the show Real Talk with Director, but we'll mention it once again. Definitely RIP to director John Singleton, who passed away from due to complications from a stroke. Very tragic story. Very young man, only at the age of 51. But his impact on music and films will certainly not be forgotten. Although we have mentioned that John Singleton directed films such as Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Rosewood, the second Fast and Furious movie called Too Fast, Too Furious, the Shaft remake. A lot of people forgot that he also directed Michael Jackson's Remember the Time video with Michael Jackson and Iman and Eddie Murphy and Magic Johnson. I mean, it was the stars of the cast, but a lot of people seem to forget that. And he also pushed the boundary, began to push the boundary a little further with the morphin technology that you now see nowadays, because it was still in its infancy back then, but he used it in the Remember the Time video for certain scenes. It's one of Michael Jackson's most memorable videos, and it was another one of his memorable short movies that just, well, a long-term video. So definitely, once again, RIP to the family of director John Singleton. And for us Star Wars fans such as myself, definitely RIP to the actor Peter Mayhew. A lot of people sit and say, well, Ralph, I've never heard of that guy before. Well, if you're really a Star Wars fan, you know who he is. He played the classic character of Chewbacca. That was not some Muppet walking around. That was actually a man inside of a, quote-unquote, Wookiee suit walking around. And he passed away yesterday, which was also very tragic. I believe he died at the age of 74. Now, with Peter Mayhew, it's, people will just remember him as Chewbacca, despite the fact that he has been in other pieces of work. Let me see here. He passed away at the age of 74. Now he played the character Chewbacca in five of the eight Star Wars movies. No, I'm sorry. He played Chewbacca in 5 Star Wars movies. The original trilogy, he also played the role of Chewbacca in The Force Awakens, and he also played the role in one of the episodes of the prequel, Revenge of the Sith. But he was a very nice guy. He died at the age 74. He was 7'3". I could not imagine being 7'3". That is just like, my God. I think someone just walk around, you would just be like, oh my God. Yeah. But definitely a R.I.P. to the family of Peter Mayhew. As far as the adult industry, not much is going on. There's a couple of things that popped up on my radar that I think are interesting. One of the bigger stories is that a lot of you fans of the adult industry have come to know that our industry is constantly under attack when it comes to social media, whether it be due to Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat, because of the content that is put out there. So much so that one website, a website called Tumblr, that was a post that a lot of adult entertainers use, deleted all of the adult entertainment content off of their platform. They got rid of everything. So now there's a rumor going around that the porn website Pornhub is considering buying in Tumblr. Now, what that basically means is that there will actually be one platform out there for, and I always say porn stars or adult entertainers, but for this, it has to be expanded a little more to just the classification of sex workers. Because everything in the adult entertainment business does not revolve around pornography. As I said on our show next week, we're going to have someone from the BDSM community, a madam, that's coming into our show. That falls under the classification of sex workers. You have cam girls, you have strippers, you have, I guess if you wish to say escorts, you can also include escorts, but all those fall under the category of sex workers. And for right now, sex workers, to a large degree, do not have a platform where they can put out links and pictures of themselves to promote their business. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that they will sit there and flood a website with nudity, although nudity is something that does go on in our business. What I am sitting here saying is that sex workers need a platform to showcase their work. Because, once again, just because it's pornography, it does not have to be nude. You can get the same kind of effect from an image of someone half-dressed or seductively dressed as you can from them being totally nude. And I think to a large degree, the sex workers understand that one. But to take away all their avenues for them to promote themselves, promote their work, their websites, their premium Snapchats, Twitters, everything else, when everybody wants to come at them, that's what the problem is. So the idea of Tumblr being bought out by Pornhub, which is arguably one of the biggest websites on the planet, porn, music, movies, whatever, it is one of the biggest websites on the planet. That could be a really good thing and a really great outlet for the men and women of the adult industry and the men and women of the sex workers to promote themselves. But we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, because this could really just be a rumor. But according to the Pornhub's vice president, Corey Price, and the email that he sent off to the BuzzFeed News, he says that the streaming giant is definitely interested in buying them. You know, so that might be great. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I know I'm saying you don't want to put too much out there, and then it falls apart, and you possibly get people's hopes up and dreams, and it just dies. You don't want to do that one. So that's going to be a wait-and-see thing, but I'm hoping that it happens. I'm hoping that it happens because, like as I said, sex workers do need some kind of outlet. Speaking of sex workers, and I hate to bring up stories like this one, but another person has joined the list of what I call the dumbasses. Now, there are several things in the adult movie business that are just intolerable. And one of the things is when it comes to your status tests. And for those who don't know what it is, your status test is basically your health tests, your communicable disease tests. There is a gentleman out there that not only is not in the past system, but he was basically out there forging his test to work with people. And this gentleman's name is Zay Eden. Now, I don't know what Mr. Eden's problem was. I don't know what Mr. Eden's problem is. But first and foremost, promoting yourself that you are in a test system, which basically gives people the idea that you are currently tested, was wrong. And the second thing, from what I also understand, is that this gentleman has been going around saying that he is a client of Society 15. And Society 15 said, no, you're not. You are basically misrepresenting yourself. You are telling people that you're represented by us when we have nothing to do with you. Now, once again, I don't understand what this kid's problem is, and I'm calling him kid, and I don't care if he likes it or not. You know, you cannot go around scamming people about your tests. You cannot go around and saying that you are represented by an agency when you are not represented by an agency. You just can't do it. Right? Now, there have been times in the past where people have done this, and they have gotten the raw end of the stick, and this can lead to you being banned because you don't, and you certainly, I don't know why, but I'm sure you would think that the people who you tried to scam are not spreading that to other people, and obviously they have, because it has been on the AVN website, it's on the XBiz website, it's on numerous websites dealing with the adult movie business of what you're doing, your name, your picture, everything. So, kid, what was your problem? Right, you're going out there, you're attempting to work using a forged, digitally manipulated PDF form, right, which is a copy, you're trying to use it as a copy of your talent test, right? You're not in the pass system. And the third thing, so that's strike one, two, and the third thing is saying that you're represented by Site 15, which you are not. That's three things. Just stop it. If you seem to feel that the only way for you to get work is to fool people, then I'm sorry, you do not need to be doing this. You don't. You need to stop working in the adult movie business and go work for Subway, go work for the post office, go work for, I don't know, but get out of the sex movie business, because it's either now you're either going to leave voluntarily or you're going to get pushed out one way or the other. So just stop it. Another thing that came up this past weekend, and I was hesitant to say anything about it, but I'm just going to mention it, is from time to time, people in the adult movie businesses get into problems with each other. They have beefs, they have issues, however you want to classify it at. But what happens is that when people have these problems, they go to social media and they air it out instead of trying to air it out between them. So one particular situation came up this week between two porn stars, one by the name of Maya Bijou and the other one named Diamond, what is her last name? It's not Diamond Monroe. I'm about to say Diamond Monroe. It is not Diamond Monroe. It is Diamond Banks. Sorry, Diamond Banks. Now, what Diamond Banks accused Mia of, Maya, is first and foremost, she accused her of attacking her after they had met up, I guess to hang out. She accused her of attacking her. She accused her of trying to get Mia was trying to get her to do a threesome with some dude, that she slapped the phone out of her hands, that she punched her, that she kicked her, that she did a lot of different things to her, right? And then Maya turns around and she has basically said the exact same things, that this is what Diamond did to her. Now, both of them have backed this up with videos, pictures of their bodies showing the scratch marks. I don't know who is right, and I don't know who is wrong. I'm just going to sit here and say, this person is right, this person is wrong. Well, I will just say simply is this, because what happens is when you put this on social media and then people start picking sides, and that's exactly what happened. People started taking sides. People, stop putting these things on social media. It makes you all look bad. even if your actions are totally misunderstood, when you put it on social media, everybody puts their own spin on it, and like I said, they start picking sides. So Mia's fans are coming to her back, and then Diamond's fans are coming to her back, and they're going at each other. This happened, I think it happened only on one day, but it was fast and furious. Then you have the people in the business chiming in on it. Stop it. Keep your issues like this off social media. And then what's really happened, which is one of the worst parts, a lot of times when people have these arguments, these fights, they're mad on a Monday, and then by Wednesday they're made up. I don't understand it. I'm sorry, I don't understand it, but that seems to be the norm. So all I can say is, please let's have a little bit more self-control, a little bit more smarts. I don't know. But for right this second, let's take a really fast break. As I said, I'm not going to stay on the air very long. I'm going to play that new Azealia Banks from our one and only Jay White that used to be a co-host here on Dollhouse Radio, on this show, actually. But he's going back and he's making some more music. Definitely shout out to Cardi B, who picked up, I believe, another 6 awards the other night at the Billboard Music Awards. And while I'm thinking about that, I don't know if anybody saw it, but the picture was going around of Cardi B when she was being, I guess you could say, dipped by her husband, Offset, and evidently it was reported that her vagina was being shown. So Cardi, it's the one thing I like about Cardi B is that when people say crap about her, she snapped back quick. So she gets on Instagram, and I believe now the post was actually deleted, but she gets on Instagram, and she basically says, That wasn't my vagina. That was my ass because of what I had on. That's and the way I was, what it looked like. And she said, if y'all wanted to see it so bad, you should have saw me when I was a stripper. I don't know what to say about that girl, but I'm liking her more and more because she's not shy. And when something pisses her off, she goes out and she says, no. This is what happened. I just think that's intriguing. But like once again, besides that, definitely, you know, congratulations picking up another 6 awards. I don't think there's no stopping Cardi B. I'm curious as to what her next album is going to be about. I wouldn't imagine she called it Haters. You know, I just couldn't imagine her not calling it Haters or something to go at the people that's been hating her for the time being. But in the meantime, let's play that new song by Dollhouse very own Jay White. It's called Sally Walkins by the artist Iggy Azalea. That's right, the booty from Australia is back with another song. So Dollhouse Radio will be right back.
Jay White, I need a beat, I can't go off.
Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. I said, gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, stop. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, drop. Go. Little Sally Walker, shake it proper, bend it over, make it wobble, got a lot of buns. Pick it up and drop it, for the proper funds. Anything to make the profit come, get them dollars, huh? Add that shit up just like mathematics. If you do it for free, then it's ass backwards. All of you bitches is mad at me, probably mad cause you ain't in my tax bracket. You bitches is broker than glass cracking. You ain't gonna do shit, you just act ratchet. Play with me, you gon' get backhanded. I shoot it up and look back at it. Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. I said, gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, stop. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, drop. Go. Watch me throw
throw it back and toot it. They love how I do it. I'm the truth, you can't refuse it. Plus my body's stupid. He wasn't even shot by Cupid, but your dude's a groupie. You would think it's getting evicted. How my booty moving? Yeah. Better yet, I need a U-Haul. One of a kind of the doom all. These bitches talk more than group calls. Shut the fuck up with them loose walls. Matter of fact, I'm not gonna go back and forth with you bitches like Duval and Snoop Dogg. Bitches run like a new bra. Don't get your ass dragged like RuPaul. Lil Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. Lil Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. I said, gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing. Stop. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Gone, girl, do your thing, do your thing. Drop, go, go,
right, that's Iggy Azalea with her new single Sally Walker. Make sure that album's coming out soon, that you, when it comes out, you go pick it up. That's produced by our very own Jay White from Dollhouse Radio. And speaking of the music business, I'm gonna stay in the music business for a hot second. Your boy R. Kelly is back in the news once again. This whole thing with R. Kelly has just gotten beyond ridiculous. R. Kelly is now claiming that he was not able to make his recent court case because of the fact that he didn't understand that he was supposed to be in jail because he can't read. Now, I'm no genius, and I'm clearly saying I am not a genius, but that just has to be one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard, that because he can't read, he could not show up to court. Now, this man has been in court several times in the last few years. So I don't understand what you not being able to read has anything to do with it. Also, because even the fact that even if you can't read, I'm sure your lawyers could. Your lawyer could tell you, say, no, Robert, you have to be in, you have to be in court on May 2nd. So they're just going to lock him up. They're going to get sick and tired of all these excuses of his and these fake alibis or fake excuses, and they're just going to throw him in jail. They really are. That's like me telling the IRS, well, I can't pay my taxes because I don't know how to add. They're going to say, okay, you can't add. So this is what's happened. You owe us taxes from 2001 to 2018, and you owe us this much money, and you got this amount of time to pay it to us. And if you don't, then we're going to throw you in jail. Is R. Kelly deliberately trying to sabotage his own case by coming with an insanity plea? Or I don't know if there's any other kind of plea he can make besides insanity. Because this is insane. It's insane. Instead of him just fessing up, and the court case that he was in jail for was about child support. It wasn't about the other stuff that he's being accused of. This is about child support. And he still is not getting it. He still is not sunk into his head. So, look, I don't know Robert Kelly, R. Kelly. I met him twice. But, and I don't know if he listens to the show, but I'm going to say Robert R. Kelly, Kells, my brother, wake up. The court system at some point is going to get tired of you. They're going to get tired of your excuses. They're going to get tired of your delays. They're going to just say, you know what, it's just easy for us to throw your ass in jail and throw away the key, then keep going through this thing. Because at some point, my brother, you are going to go to jail. And you're going to go to jail for a long time. So you could either go in there with a shred of dignity, with your head held high, or you can go in there limping with your tail in between your legs, like some wounded puppy. Just get it together, man. And it's gonna be a shame. I saw, matter of fact, our ex co-host Jada Jacobs. No, shout out to Jada Jacobs. And if you're not following Jada Jacobs on Twitter and her Snapchat, let me tell you something. You really need to. Jada, I have yet to meet Jada, but Jada is one of the finest women I've ever seen in my life. You know, she not only is she beautiful, she's very warm and friendly. And I'm saying that because we have talked on air and off air, and I have a little bit of sense of who she is. I could be totally wrong, but I don't really think, in this case, I don't think so. But since she has been was on our show and that has left our show, she still calls in from time to time. But her following has skyrocketed. She is constantly updating her websites with brand new material. She's doing things to give the fans what they want to see and doing things that make her happy. So if you can follow Jada Jacobs, believe me, you will be very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. And if you tell, who knows, if you tell her that you used to listen to her on Hot Sugar Tea, she might say thank you to you. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking with you all. But as I was originally saying, this thing on R. Kelly, Jada Jacobs today posted a poll on her Twitter, and it said, who is the king of R&B? And she listed four names. She listed R. Kelly. She also listed, I believe, Usher. She listed Chris Brown and one other person whose name I couldn't even recognize. I don't think I ever heard of the person before, but I was like, I don't know who the hell that is. But just out of those three, Usher, R. Kelly, and Chris Brown, who actually is the king of R&B? And if it is R. Kelly, and realistically speaking, I would say at least in today's time, if you just want to go to the 2000s now, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody out there that was better than R. Kelly. But once again, can you separate R. Kelly the music from R. Kelly the man? Because his music, you'll find very few artists, male or female, that could compete with his catalog in the 2000s. Very few. Very few. Usher, I would say Usher is a no. And I would definitely say Chris Brown. I would say with Chris Brown is also a no as being the king of R&B. Now, could you sit there and say Chris Brown is the current guy in R&B? I would think you have to say yes to now. But if you're going to talk about all time, nah, I can't see Chris Brown. And some of the other names that people gave were interesting. I was actually surprised no one said Bobby Brown, because Whitney Houston famously said Bobby Brown was the king of R&B, which at that time, I think she was just doing a little too much stuff. I mean, someone said Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has the monikier as the king of pop. So I guess you can't be the king of pop and the king of R&B at the same time. So it was only one of the. So I'll go with the king of pop. But other artists like Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, Sam Cooke, those names are popping up. That might be a very interesting subject. I don't know who else you could really say. I mean, I would also include in those categories Al Green and definitely James Brown. I would include them. But after that one, I think it's a long fall off of who you start talking about would be the king of R&B. I see, I can't forget Marvin Gaye. How can you forget Marvin Gaye? Rick James. And an artist of today, I would probably throw, maybe Neo. I'm not sure where Trey Songz would fit into that kind of category. But that's just an interesting thing that she posted. And I kind of like it. I was like, But once again, the main thing, R. Kelly, you know, get your life together, man. Stop playing around. Just do the right thing, and everything will be fine. But stop coming with the lame ass excuses and the bullshit reasons, because they're gonna throw you in jail. They're gonna throw you under a jail. You know. Something else that caught my attention, which I thought was kind of ingenious. I should have posted this about the guy that was doing the forged fake test. It came out the other day that. What? I'm sorry. Just hold on a second, please. Okay, my phone is acting crazy. Oh, I see why. Okay, I see why everything's going crazy. Okay, because it's raining up here in my area. It's going to rain really hard, and everything is a little bit slow right now. I'm trying to pull up this story. It was about I believe it was a science project. And, if I can get this thing, here we go. Actually, it was in Britain, three British teens, and I think this is ingenious. It has a lot of things that can be worked out, but I think it's ingenious. But three British teens, ages 13, 13, and 14, they have actually proposed an idea of having a condom that would change colors if you have some sort of STD. So what the idea is that the guy would put the condom on, and if he inserted it into a woman's vagina, if the woman had some sort of STD, and actually I take that back. Let me rephrase that, because that would still be wrong. The first part, the man would use the condom. But whether it was a female or a male, and he actually put it into the person's body, if the person had some sort of venereal disease, the condom itself would change color. Like they had, like, for gonorrhea, it may be green. For syphilis, it could be yellow. For HIV, it would be orange. I think the idea is ingenious. It would be, and that doesn't have anything to do with simply the adult movie business. It's just hygiene itself. Now, there are some things that need to be worked out. And I think the biggest question is, okay, if you as, quote-unquote, the penis, if you roll in it and you stick it into someone else and it changes color, what if you yourself, you have a STD? Now, I don't believe the STD can live on the outside of the penis or actually on the outside of your body. So if the person actually has some sort of STD, how does that person get accounted for that you are also carrying something? It certainly does fall into the idea of safer sex. And we all want to have safer sex, as safe as humanly possible. This could be the savior. And to the government in California is always trying to pass these laws, condom laws. This, I was thinking about this the other day. They tried to pass a con law. Hold on a second. Excuse me. But they were trying to pass a condom law, which basically said everybody that performed in the sexual act on camera would have to wear a condom, right? Because it's to promote safe sex. If this idea, this invention, actually comes to fruition and they can work out all the kinks, now I think you have a much stronger platform to push that agenda. I think you do. But like I said, once again, I think you have to work out all the kinks and errors and possibilities of what could possibly come up. But the idea itself is very intriguing. Very intriguing. Okay, I'm having some kind of technical difficulties right now with the board. So I was going to just stay on an hour. but I'm having difficulty. So what I'm going to do right now, because I can't get to the show, I am just going to, let me see, if anybody wishes to talk, I'll take a phone call or two now. Just give me my board a second to start working again. And then I take a couple of phone calls. Oh, but before I take the call, one more story. Just a very fast update about adult star Mercedes Carrera that has been incarcerated since February on various charges. Basically, the most serious one is sexual intercourse with a child. Now, for those that haven't listened to our show, Mercedes Carrera has, and her husband's name is Damian Sins. They have been locked up since February 1st in San Bernardino County on a multitude of charges, and all of them deal with underage children, underage child, which I believe the child in question is Mercedes Carrera's daughter. Now, they have been locked up since then. They were originally supposed to have a hearing that was pushed back. Now, that same hearing that was supposed to happen, I believe, today, has been now pushed back until June 6th. So it's been pushed back for another 30 days. Now, one of the consequences of this happening is that when they come up for June 6th, they are going to ask for bail, a BOR, which is bail on own recognizance. So they will actually be able to get out of jail until they actually came into trial. Now, as I said on the other two times we spoke about this case, I don't know all the circumstances involving Mercedes Carrera and her husband. I cannot sit here and say that she is 100% wrong, she is 100% guilty, or she is 100% being railroaded. I do not know. But what I did say is that the one thing about her case that is wrong is that, from what she said in the article that was posted about a month ago, is that she has not been able to speak to a public defender about her case. That's the one area which is just wrong. Now, according to the article that I'm reading here, it seems that when these proceedings happen on June 6th, she is slated to register confirmation of counsel. So I'm guessing what that means is that at this point in time, she now has a lawyer, since she still has not been able to speak to a public defender. Even though she had public defenders defending her, that would represent her, she hasn't spoken to anybody. But now it seems that she has her own lawyer. So now that lawyer, because let's be honest, if you have a lawyer, the lawyer's going to work harder for you than the public defender. The public defender's got to defend yourself and maybe 25 other people, and they're stretched to the max at times. It depends, especially in a large city like Los Angeles. New York City, whereas if it was public defender for a small little town somewhere in the middle of Idaho, you'd probably get the same kind of speed and service that you would get if you had your own lawyer. So on June 6th, when this court case comes up, they're going to ask for bail. Now, it says here that the most serious charge, which is sexual intercourse with a child, that bail amount alone is $500,000. Now, generally, I believe you have to pay 10%. So what is that? That's, $50,000 she has to cover. That's just one charge. Now, I believe she's held on 10 charges. So who knows how much her bail is, but at least she will get the chance. Now, she may not be able to make the bail, but at least she has gotten the chance to speak to a lawyer and start building her case of innocence or defense as to what the circumstances was. And then maybe we'll start getting some sort of answers, particularly after she gets out of jail and now people can see her and talk to her to find out what the hell is going on. Because there's a lot of people that are on the side that know she is just totally guilty, that she's guilty. But the truth of the matter is that you've only heard one side of the story. You've only heard the side of the story coming from the police officers. You really haven't heard from Mercedes Carrera, and you really haven't heard at all from her husband, her current husband. And for the matter, you haven't heard anything, because a lot of people seem to think that this involves her ex-husband, which is the father to her child. You haven't heard anything from him. Like, no one has talked to any of these other people about what the hell is going on here. So that's the only thing I'm going to say about this particular case, is that at least she will finally get the chance to say what is on her mind and start speaking to someone legally to get herself out of the jail, to start building up her case, to defend herself properly. Because that is one of your rights as an American citizen, that you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to face your accuser. So let's just see what happens come June 6th. That's another month, and we shall see what happens then. I'm going to take one quick phone call because my system is just going in and out, I guess because of the storm that is hitting New Jersey right now. I do apologize for that one. I'm going to take area code 352-205. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello there, Ralph.
Evening. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. I just thought I'd try to catch a few minutes of your show, even if India's not on the show right now.
Yes, I'm about to end the show. I hear it outside, and my computer system is acting a little crazy with the storm. I hear a thunder, and I see the lightning outside my window. So I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's right. Best to shut it down while there's a storm.
Yeah.
This is Joseph calling.
Well, thank you, Joseph, for calling. Anything particular that you would like to talk about?
Not much, except I don't know if you've been listening to the other show, All Talk, No Filter, a while back.
No, actually, I have not had the chance to listen to the show. No, and shout out to Miss STL and Niecy Honey there from the show All Talk No Filter. That's every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. They do a lot. They do really good work and do good shows. But I hear some of the buzz about them. It's like, wow. I need to tune in a little more.
They had this crazy one. They were crazy talk about some crazy cult of people where the preacher is making them eat grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wasn't weird, as if the other ones weren't weird or disturbing, like the incident in Jonestown.
Mm-hmm.
With Jim Jones causing those people, except for a few that managed to get away, to drink Kool-Aid laced with poison or cyanide in a mass suicide, and having some of his cult members point guns at them to go do it, even shooting a congressman. Like,
mm-hmm.
What in the fuck is wrong? Or the crazy David Koresh and his Branch Davidian that ended up in a gun battle with police that ended with the compound bursting in fire. This is much disturbing, them eating grass. I mean, come on, these are people, not cattle.
Agreed.
What the fuck is there? Fuck is wrong with this preacher? I was going to. I know India may not only wanted to do appear in one movie, but if she were on, and it was just a suggestion, because you had Lana Evans on a while back, I would have asked this to both
mm-hmm.
of them if there was one movie remake that I would love to see him star in. Be this Black Mama, White Mama movie. I'm not sure if you've seen it before.
No, that one I have. I've seen a little bit of it, but not all of it.
Well, you'll find it a very interesting movie. It's a very interesting movie. With this, I'm trying to think of her name, but I can't. At the moment, I only know her first name, the Pam. Last name with a G, I think.
Okay, all right.
And, well, don't want to hold you up. I'll let you end your show. I'll try to tune in next Friday.
Yes, yes. Let me tune in Friday. We're gonna have a guest. I'm gonna have someone that's gonna be calling in from DomCom out in Los Angeles, which is being held next Friday. We're gonna talk about the BDSM world and mistresses and whips and chains and floggers and all that kind of good stuff. That's our show for next Friday. It might be really interesting.
And hopefully, come. India's birthday, when she's there on your show, hopefully I'll be able to sing happy birthday to her.
I will make sure that happens.
Keep it on.
I will make sure that
keep
happens.
Keep it in the hush, hush.
All right, we'll keep that on the low.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Joseph. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, everybody. I'm in the show early today. I'm having some computer problems here, but definitely thank you to all that's tuned in. But definitely on Tuesday, I will be announcing who will be on our show next Friday night. I'm going to have a associate of mine, or a friend of mine, call in that it will be out there in Los Angeles next week for DomCom, and it should be a really interesting show. We're going to talk about the BDSM world. Also, we're going to talk about this particular TV series that just started coming out, or I believe it's about to come out, that deals with the BDSM world, because I saw some mistresses and madams talking about it, and they think that the show is not an accurate portrayal of its lifetime. The name of the show was called Bonding, and it's on Netflix. And I know it's generating more of a backlash than when the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out. I thought that would never happen. So we're going to talk a little bit about that one. And that's next Friday. So on behalf of myself and India Morrell, thank you all for listening. Sorry we had to end the show so early. But we will be back next week. So make sure you tune in. Good night. Actually, I think before we go, we'll play a little, since I just gave Cardi B some credit, we'll play that Cardi B song. I still love this song, Please Me. Let's play that song, Please Me, Baby. Please Me. Good night.
Let me hear you say, please. My pussy horchata.
Oh. I'm gonna ride it too.
Break that shit.
Shy Twins. You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.